This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الإمام الحاكم في مستدركه بسند حسن والإمام النسائي في عمل اليوم والليلة بسند صحيح عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال The hadith tonight in the collection of Imam Hakim in his Mustadrak. So Imam al-Hakim put together a collection and called it al-Mustadrak. And the word Mustadrak is something that you did to fill the gap in the work of someone else or to continue the work of someone else. That's what he looked at his collection of being. And what he was trying to fill or complete the work of was the work of Imam Bukhari and Muslim in their Sahihain. Did he achieve that? Not by a long shot at all. Because the quality of the Tasheeh in his hadith was not even remotely close to what Bukhari Muslim did. However, the value of his collection is still important historically because he actually was able to bring to light a hadith that would have not otherwise made it to the light. And the scholars have gone through a lot of processes of authenticating these ahadith. So there are ahadith in his Mustadrak that are authentic and they don't exist anywhere else. So that's the value of it. And there are many others that aren't. But there's no difference between his collection and any other collection of hadith that you find outside of the Sahihain. But that's what he called it. And Imam al-Nasa'i is probably the strictest after those initial two in terms of his tasheeh the choices he made in the ahadith that he added to his collections, and then Tirmidhi would probably come right after him. And the theme of the significance of Jumu'ah and the etiquettes inshallah of Jumu'ah will continue with us for maybe another week and a half or two. And then he said alayhi salatu wasalam, this is a famous hadith, but I want to share it with you so we can just talk about the idea for a moment. Qala alayhi salatu wasalam, inna man qara'a surat al-jumu'ati أو سورة الكهف forgive me يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Indeed, the one who recites سورة الكهف, the day of Jumu'ah, will bring upon him light between that will fill the gap between the two days of Jumu'ah. It will bring upon them light. أضاء له من النور, meaning it will bring upon him light that will fill in whatever is between Jumu'ah and the other Jumu'ah. And this sunnah is one of the most widespread sunnahs of all time. Of all time. If you were to rank the sunnahs of Muslims, this is something that Muslims, wherever you go, no matter how little they know of Islam, they know to read Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah. It's fascinating, actually. Because it's not one of the ahadith, it's not one of the sunnahs that has the most authentic ahadith behind it. Like, there's other aspects of Islamic etiquette and behavior that has way better evidence. Heavier evidence that has more authenticity and that is actually repeated by the Prophet ﷺ many more times. And a lot of people don't know about him. But then you talk about Surah Al-Kahf, Yawm Al-Jumu'ah, and Subhanallah, Katab Allahu Lahu Al-Qabool, as the scholars will say. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it Qabool, acceptance. People just loved it. For some reason, Muslims, wherever you go, this is something that they just love. They just adhere to. They hold on to it. And there's a lot of aspects. Actually, there's a scholar who actually put together a collection of sunan تلقتها الأمة بالقبول ولو لم يصح تصح لو لم تصح أسانيد. Like there's a collection where of sunnahs where he looked at all the sunnahs that people have just accepted, Muslims love, even though they don't have the most authentic narrations behind them, or they don't rank in terms of authenticity or in terms of importance, and he just took a look at them. And I think it's a very valuable study because it shows you what people end up choosing or liking and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just grants people the love for. We love Surah Al-Kahf. We read it every Jumu'ah. But not as much as we used to. Not even close. It's one of those sunnahs that there's no good reason for it to start to decline. And especially, I don't think it needs to decline regardless of whether we're going to fill in something else instead of it that's better than it, but there's no reason for it to decline. It's a beautiful habit. The scholars of amongst the four madhhabi differ on what the day of Jumu'ah is in terms of recitation. Some of them are okay with you starting to recite it on the night of Thursday, like Thursday night, like the night of Jumu'ah. Like once Maghrib goes off on Thursday, they're okay with you reading it then. Anytime basically until Jumu'ah. Only a small group, the smallest group of scholars are okay with you reading it after Salat al-Jumu'ah. The majority, the vast majority, the whopping majority of scholars aren't okay with it being read after Salat al-Jumu'ah. Some are okay until Asr time, but the majority should be read beforehand. Now I can tell you why, but that would take another half an hour. Why is it that he chose Surah Al-Kahf? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Why? Why out of the whole Quran? Why, because right in the middle? I mean, there should be more to it than that. And there is. And the beauty of Surah Al-Kahf is actually breathtaking. I did the surah summaries. You can go back and listen to the surah summaries and figure out what the theme of it is. It's a beautiful surah. It's extremely, extremely deep. It's one of the surahs that I did the full tafsir of in English back when we were at LMM. We'll probably do it again at some point here, inshallah, in the future. It does take a fair amount of time. It's around 10 pages in total, so it does take some time for commentary. But it's extremely, extremely deep. It's very important. It doesn't ask you to read something, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. What other surahs are you expected to read on a weekly basis? Aside from Fatiha, that you read every day 17 times, which shows you the value of it. But what other surahs are you told, read weekly, please, weekly? If you think about it, you're not going to come up with a lot of examples. I read Al-Mu'awwidhatayn and Al-Ikhlas after Salawat, I read Surah Al-Kursi. But a full surah, that long, a half a juz' surah, that 10 pages, once a week, there's a timing for it. Doesn't happen very often. There's a few other examples, but very, very, very seldom and very sporadic. This is a big deal. There must be a reason for it. So what I'm actually sharing this with you is not just to keep that sunnah going, meaning make sure that you recite Surah Al-Kahf every Jumu'ah. You take the time after Salat al-Fajr, for example, or maybe in your morning as you drive to work or drive back, or come a little bit early to Jumu'ah so you can recite it yourself, but also take some time and reflect on why Surah Al-Kahf is so important. Because it is. Because there's so much in it for us to learn. And it's like every week, go back, read it again. So he's telling you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't jump, go back, read it again. But ya Rab, no, just read it again. But there's another one, just read it again. Read it again until you die. Every Friday, read it again. There's something there for you. There's something there, or else he wouldn't have done that. There would have been maybe a range of surahs. Here, choose one of these, go rotate amongst them throughout the day of Jumu'ah. No, just read this every single Jumu'ah. To me, that's the interesting part. And that's the part that we should spend time actually reflecting upon. I hope that was a benefit to you. يروي الإمام الحاكم في مستدركه بسند حسن يوم النسائي في عمل اليوم والليل بسند صحيح عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال إن من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سمعك الله بحمدك شكرا لا إله إلا أنت استغفر وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته